This is the BNI Heartland Podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. This is Vince Vigneri. I'm the co-executive director for BNI Heartland, and I'm really excited to be hosting today. I have a good friend of mine. His name is Mark Graber. He is from Western Australia, but he is the executive director for British Columbia in Canada, and he serves on a task force with me called the Innovation Task Force for BNI leaders worldwide. I'm excited about having Mark today because he is a certified Lego team builder to bring to corporate events. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means in the context of BNI. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, look, thanks for having me today, Vince. It's a real pleasure. I'm the executive director for BNI British Columbia. That's four franchises. So Vancouver Island, the Northern Interior, Vancouver West, and the Lower South Mainland. And yeah, I'm a Lego Serious Play facilitator, as you mentioned. Got my accreditation in December, my final accreditation out of Whistler. It was a three-day conference, so fully certified in delivering Lego products and Lego training to corporates. And really, I've been playing with Lego since my time as a maths teacher and a university lecturer and incorporating that third dimension into the work that I do.
Awesome. And for those of us that those that are joining us today that maybe don't know a little bit about our relationship, Mark and I have known each other for a number of years. We traveled together as co-keynote presenters for Mexico's national conference a few years ago. And every morning he would write some math problems. He just mentioned he was a math professor. He would write some math problems for my then 10 and 8-year-old children. And that's how they remember him. Mark and I, as I mentioned, serve on this innovation task force together. So we're really excited to be together. And so, Mark, tell me a little bit more about how you use Legos in the BNI context or with our BNI members.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes as adults, we don't do enough play. And Lego Serious Play is an emphasis on the play. And in BNI, we rely a lot on our teams. We rely on the president, the vice president, the membership committee and the secretary treasurer working together. And we use Lego as a third party vehicle to draw those people together. We use it in workshops by building and expressing. And sometimes with adults, especially with Lego, it's about the deconstruction, the three-dimensional play involved. There is a lot of methodology behind it. So when we think people like Seymour Papert and Piaget about what we call constructivist learning, and constructivism comes from that, which is about how people construct and understand their learning. And we need our teams to be able to work together. So it's the initial part of building our teams together, working as teams, and you discover amazing things about other people in your team when you're building with Lego. So we get them to interpret their models, talk about their models, how does it represent them, how do they see themselves in the chapter, etc. Lego Serious Play is the training arm of Lego Corporate, I've been privileged to be able to be a part of that. To be honest, 3 years ago, I never really knew that there was actually an accreditation for it. We've been using Legos in our visitor days, building the variety of categories, etc., and using it as a brainstorming opportunity without necessarily pencil and paper and people putting themselves in a position where they may not everybody can play with Lego. And the opportunity to play within that environment frees them up to think about a variety of other things, gives them that opportunity to have creative space. So we do it with workshops with chapters, so we'll do a whole chapter workshop on a visitor day coming up when we're potentially looking for characters. So a classic example would be we would get the teams to build their futuristic vehicle. Okay, so we'd say, okay, well, So in this vehicle, what are the things that you're going to need on the vehicle? And by that, we're brainstorming about potential categories. So we're not looking about inviting a mechanic. We're saying, can we get a tyre specialist? Can we get a tinting window specialist? Can we get somebody who puts what we call bumper bars or roof racks or tyre exchange for winter and snow tyres? Is there a driving lesson? Is there an Uber driver? Is there off-road? Is there somebody that stores classic cars? Is there car insurance? Is there... for example, smash repairs, paint jobs, all of that kind of stuff. That brainstorming comes via the building of the vehicle because they're thinking about it as they're building without actually having to put masses of cognitive thought into, oh, well, who are we going to invite? We're just playing with tyres. Oh, we need an exhaust specialist. We need a muffler specialist. How do we put on the electronics to put in a video? How do I get my iPad seated in the back of my car, etc., Vince? So instead of, as we know, great to have a mechanic in a chapter, yes, potentially is going to bring in, you know, a possible $60,000 in referrals. But imagine if you had another 12 people in the vehicle automotive area that were bringing in $60,000 to the chapter and then accessing those kind of networks. So it's kind of saying, well, let's have a look at one area. That's just vehicles. You can do the same thing with Lego with regards to travel. Build your perfect outdoor setting. You know, build a playground. You know, are these kind of people that we're thinking about? What does a future playground look like? And are these potential people that we can invite to our chapter? And that brainstorming allows us to think outside of the box because people are playing with their hands. They're not going, oh, well, I've got to go and trawl on the internet. Where can I go and find the answers? By playing with the Lego, they're thinking about, I need an axle specialist. How do I get a dangerous driving course? You know, where do I put a tow bar on my vehicle? Motorbikes, how do I raise the suspension specialist? All those kind of things that we know. And B&I is about being specific. We want specific experts so that if you've got a classic car that's worth X amount of dollars, you want somebody that's a paint specialist that's going to protect that car. You want somebody that's going to make sure they're going to look after it in the manner with which you want. So we use it as a total brainstorming opportunity. The chapters have thrived in it, and we've managed to extend a variety of categories and getting category specialization with experts. And we use Lego as the fundamental glue that brings it all together.
Well, I have to say, just hearing you talk about it brought me back to my childhood on one hand, because I played with Legos. I built things. But having a small child, my son, who's now 12, he has Legos. He's used Legos for years. And, you know, it brought me back to what we do together, he and I, with them. And I thought to myself, that's an amazing opportunity to bring back in front of adults. So let me ask you this. The first time you started using Legos in the B&I setting, did people look at you kind of crazy? Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Because everybody's associated with Lego, whether it's stepping on it at 2 a.m. in the morning because you're feeding babies and everybody knows what that's like, or spilling on the floor and collecting it. But everybody's got an association with Lego. You know, there are a couple of facts. You know, Lego is the largest procurer of tyres in the world. They buy more tyres than Bridgestone and Firestone combined. Lego toys are in the absolute billions. We're looking at Lego art, the expansion of Lego art, etc. So for me, it's been a revelation and, I guess, infinite opportunities. So giving children the opportunity to play. The other part that's key, again, with children is language development. So in the way that they're playing, so you could say to your children, well, what have you created? What's this part? Explain to me what this is. Why does it do this? Why did you put this room here? Why did you put this wheel here? Why do we have to build a car with four wheels? Why can't I have 12 wheels? Why can't you put a spar on the back of your car? So we've had B&I members who've just gone purely futuristic, you know, the equivalent of Mad Max type vehicles, but they have fun and they have fun thinking about it. And B&I is about having fun. We want our members to have fun and to enjoy themselves and think outside the box rather than going for the just easy low-lying fruit. Oh, let's get a mechanic in the chapter. You know, a mechanic is outsourcing so much of their work because they have to be able to, because they need specialists. If they need a particular timing belt specialist, or they've got a high performance vehicle, or they're looking for a particular problem in transmission or gearbox, etc., driver training courses. So all those kind of ideas come from the members playing together with Lego, talking about it. We create a recorder, so there's a person that actually records the categories that we're talking about, and we make sure that the members play. And I feel that in the sense of when play is at its highest, creativity is also at its highest, and people begin to think from a different dimension.
Awesome. So before we close, any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things, so congratulations to you as well, being on the Innovation Task Force. Innovation is what we do in BNI. I'm privileged with Vince to be on this group as well, and we see the future that we're going towards with regards to BNI. And look, I think that when we've got an opportunity for our members to play, there's a sense of enjoyment, then I really believe there's a background to consolidated learning and accelerating chapter growth, thinking outside the current, what we would see as the norm within chapter category classification. So thanks for having me on the podcast. Hi to Brandon. Sorry I took your spot this week.
I think I took his spot. Okay. You kind of took mine as guest, if you will, on the podcast.
And it's a pleasure. We're both here in Charlotte in North Carolina. And look, great to be on the podcast today. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you, Mark. And for our listeners, if you liked this podcast, please subscribe, share, leave us a review. And of course, if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in the future, email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Once again, Mark, thank you. We look forward to talking to you on a future podcast. And of course, Mark, I look forward to continuing to work with you.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.